SK Telecom announces 3Q 2022 earnings results. SKT posts revenue of 4.343 trillion South Korean won, operating income of 465.6 billion South Korean won, and net income of 245.6 billion South Korean won. Pixton Mobile Telecommunications business maintains solid market leadership, while new growth businesses such as media business, enterprise business and Averse business also achieve tangible results. Cumulative revenue of enterprise business in 2022 surpasses 1 trillion South Korean won with the rapid increase in sales of cloud solutions. Total GMV of subscription business is expected to reach 550 billion South Korean won in 2022, while Iflin exceeds 12.8 million cumulative users. Building on solid performance, SKT is set to enhance shareholder and customer value, while sustaining strong growth. SK Telecom, NYSE, SKM, hereinafter referred to as SKT, today announced its earnings for the third quarter of 2022 on AKIFRS consolidated basis, revenue of 4.343 trillion South Korean won, operating income of 465.6 billion South Korean won, and net income of 245.6 billion South Korean won. Compared to the same period last year, SKT's consolidated revenue and operating income increased by 3% and 18.5%, respectively, thanks to the growth of its fixed and mobile telecommunications business, as well as new growth businesses including media and enterprise. Net income decreased by 66.7% due to factors including the exclusion of equity method gains from SK Hynix. On a non-consolidated basis, SKT's revenue rose by 3.1% year-on-year, to stand at 3.123 trillion South Korean won, and its operating income expanded by 21.6% to 388.7 billion South Korean won. Non-consolidated net income grew by 92.6% to 305.1 billion South Korean won due to one-time gain from sales of its stake in Honeycard. SK Broadband's revenue increased by 1.9% YoY to 1.044 trillion South Korean won, while its operating income expanded by 1.4% to 79.7 billion South Korean won. It continued to expand its subscriber base by achieving the highest net additions of IPTV subscribers in the market, and its content revenue increased due to improved supply and demand of content. SKT stated that it is achieving tangible results as its new growth businesses like media, enterprise and Averse are sustaining growth based on stable performance of fixed and mobile telecommunications business. The fixed and mobile telecommunications business is sustaining growth centered around SKT's MNO market leadership. The company said that, as of the end of the third quarter, the number of 5G subscribers stood at 12.47 million, taking up 53% of its total mobile subscriber base. In the third quarter, SKT further enhanced its service competitiveness by proactively launching new price plans. SK Broadband, SKB, secured 9.25 million pay TV subscribers as of Q3 end. The media business posted quarterly revenue of 395.6 billion South Korean won, up 20.6% YoY. It is witnessing improved demand and supply of new content, and will continue to strengthen its advertising and commerce business by utilizing AI technologies. The enterprise business, centered around data center and cloud, sustained its growth, as its quarterly revenue grew by 8.9% YoY to 378.5 billion South Korean won. Its cumulative revenue until the third quarter this year exceeded 1 trillion South Korean won. In particular, with increased demand from game, finance and media industries, the cloud business revenue surged by 90.2% YoY, and data center revenue expanded by 31.3% YoY backed by traffic growth. The Averse business is on a growth trajectory, centered around T-Universe and Iflin. Total GMV of the subscription business grew 3 straight quarters to reach 150 billion South Korean won in the third quarter, and is expected to achieve total GMV of 550 billion South Korean won, the target set at the beginning of the year, for the year 2022. Also, as of the end of October 2022, Iflin exceeded 12.8 million cumulative users. To promote the global launch of Iflin, SKT is actively developing content and working closely with local partners. The dividend payout for the third quarter of this year has been set at 830 South Korean won per share, which is the same as those of the first and second quarters. Despite challenges in the internal and external environment, SKT has been continuously paying out quarterly dividends by setting aside 30-40% of EBITDA minus CapEx for its total annual dividend payment. In 2022, SKT achieved the number one position in the top three customer satisfaction surveys in Korea. The company made efforts to enhance service quality and innovate customer experience by strengthening customer choice through the proactive launch of new 5G price plans and protecting customers from voice phishing through the application of AI technologies. In October 2022, SKT acquired a 20.77% stake in Konon Technology, an AI solutions company with unrivaled technology. The two companies will discuss detailed measures of cooperation in diverse areas including talent exchange, technology cooperation and market expansion. In particular, the partnership is expected to contribute to advancing SKT's AI service and innovating AI-based business models. Moreover, SKT stated that it will grow into an AI company by innovating its five key business groups with the following three strategies: redefining its core businesses with AI, innovating relationships with customers through AI services, and sharing AI transformation AIX, capabilities with others. Based on our leadership in the fixed and mobile telecommunications business, we are achieving tangible results in our new growth businesses including the media business and enterprise business, said Kim Jin-won, Chief Financial Officer of SKT. Building on our solid performance, we will make best efforts to increase shareholder value and rise as an AI company. The conference call in regard to SK Telecom's 3Q 2022 earnings results can be heard via SK Telecom's webpage on Thursday, November 10, from 1500 hours Seoul time. Link.